Are you and Daddy doing it?
What?
I know what it is. I know that the man pees inside the woman.
Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, we don't have Will, we don't have Kate. We do have a longtime friend of mine, though, John.
Hello. Well.
John Regan. We can give your last name because we just did it.
Sure, I don't think I'm wanted.
Okay. And John, do you have a Twitter handle we can find yet?
You know what? I don't. I'm being encouraged by the host of this wonderful program to get a Twitter handle.
Okay.
I'm in the process of doing so. Sadly, my only excuse is that I haven't thought up a good, catchy name.
All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with me, I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. The show website is inpapasbasement.com. If you want to listen live, we're on every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. And find us on Facebook. Find us on iTunes. We're under Papa's Basement with both. All right, John. The inaugural voyage, man. You ready?
I think so. I've been ready. Or in the immortal words of Daniel Rudy Rudiger, I've been ready for this my whole life.
Oh, man. Does that make me rock?
Yes.
Handsome Dickens. All right. You're going to be hearing a lot more of John the coming weeks. I think we'll be banging out at least an extra podcast a week together, correct?
Correct. Sorry, I'm still laughing over the fact that it took me a second, but then I got the Rock reference.
Oh, Rock. Charles Dutton.
Rock was a garbage man.
He was.
Is that true? Yes. Okay.
But he was a garbage man with pride.
Sure. Who isn't?
Exactly. That's all you got if you're a garbage man. That and some very worn out furniture.
And a ton of garbage.
My favorite Rock moment, Alien 3. Much as I'm a Rudy fan, Rock in Alien 3, just the only guy to ever tussle with an alien and like trash talk it, just give it ghetto talk as it's shredding him.
You never fail to impress me, the fact that you've seen Alien 3.
Oh, I own the director's cut of Alien 3.
Of course you do.
I wanted to like it more. It's one of those movies where you're so into 1 and 2 and you've seen 3 on HBO like a couple times.
Well, let's be clear. You're so into 1 and 2.
Everyone should be into 1 and 2.
No.
Those are great films.
No.
At least give me 2. There's nothing cerebral about 2. That's just a great movie.
I've seen
movie.
Part of 1 and couldn't even finish it.
Wow.
Never got to 2.
What's it like to be a bad person?
I was busy watching Rudy, okay? I'm a wholesome young man.
All right. Well, at the end of Alien 3, Rock is just giving like black guy street trash talk to the alien as it's biting chunks out of his flesh and like burrowing its massive drill bit of a tail right through his guts.
If you're going down, go down on your own terms.
God damn, he did. I every white guy gets dusted in 0.3 seconds, but the important black dude gets a final soliloquy as he's getting drilled by this thing as the second mouth is biting his goddamn lips and teeth out.
Yeah, see, that does nothing for me movie-wise. I'd rather see a boob or something blow up.
There's lots of blowing up in Aliens. Watch the second one. Just watch Aliens, directed by James Cameron. I mean, what do you want, man?
He's also done Titanic and Avatar. That's not exactly...
I liked Avatar.
All right. In interest of full disclosure, I did not see Avatar, but it's okay. Because I already know that I would not like it.
Did you like Terminator 2?
I did.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Terminator 2 and Avatar? One's about blue dudes who ride dragons on a distant planet.
It's all James Cameron. It's all James Cameron. Oh, really,
you're probably a Titanic fan.
No, that movie sucked.
For the record, the host is winking at me.
I'm also licking my lips. That's unrelated. I stick up for James Cameron. Even Titanic, that was just obviously a money grab, and he wanted mass appeal, and he wanted to court chicks. I'm not going to hold it against him.
Okay.
Am I going to make fun of you if you're talking like a homo while on the phone with your girlfriend? It's just what you do.
Sometimes, yeah, but you're still welcome to make fun of me for it.
A little bit.
Little.
I'll rib you.
Sure. A nice ribbing.
But 2 hours later, when the conversation you had with your girlfriend and that baby talk leads to you like raw dogging a 16-year-old in front of me, and I'm high fiving you as it goes down. That's what I came for.
I want bringing it full circle. I want rock during my banging of the 16-year-old, not high fives, not the character, but a fist bump, if you will.
Okay, I thought you meant Charles Dutton just watching, like in the Rocky uniform.
Well, I want him to encourage me. You know, give me his own little pep talk.
Johnny.
You know what he would tell me about? He would tell me about how he used to do it, but then he gave up because the girl couldn't finish, so he was like, screw it, I'm out, and there's not a day that goes by that he doesn't regret that decision. Oh,
leave you a condom under a brick?
I'd just be sweating and grunting out of breath.
A woman getting pummeled by you and Rock.
Oh, dreams do come true, ladies.
I set the over-under on the suicide at 12 hours, just... sweats out the tequila like last night's coming back.
What a crazy dream.
Searching,
it was real.
Searching for a length of hose. Just get it done. Looking for a shower curtain rod strong enough to support the human body.
She's punching through the drywall ceiling, trying to find an I-beam. Let me up there.
All right. Let's get to what we wanted to talk about first.
Big C's.
We're not talking about some obscure gangster here.
No. See you in Toledo, in the words of Don and Mike.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
You, like me, are obsessed with gossip sites.
Sure. Because I don't have a full and robust social life, so I spend a lot of time on the interweb.
I don't know about you. How frantically do you check them in the course of the day? I mean,
Way too often.
I'm a bit ADD, a bit OCD, so I'll literally just be like, thesuperficial.com, no updates. What would Tyler Durden do.com, no updates. And then flip to the other. And I'm talking like in a 90-second span.
Right. And the horrible part is, as if you like me, as a veteran of these sites, you know that they both only put up about 5 posts a day.
That's it.
So all you'd have to do is go there at 7 p.m., knock it out in 6 minutes, and be done with it.
Where is the fun in that?
No. Good point.
Where is the fun in that? I need a diversion all day.
And the worst is on a slow day when there's just nothing. But I
There are times one of those guys will peace out and you're just like, are you okay? Hitting refresh over and over. And then at 5:30 p.m. you'll get this half-ass like, sorry, there is server maintenance today.
I feel like I've lost a friend.
It's a betrayal. I mean, seriously, it's almost like having a girlfriend you're expecting to check in, walking home at 3 in the morning. Like, why do you... salty like a margarita and just...
just reeking of sex.
Yeah, you know what's going on.
Sex and Puerto Ricans.
But the... Oh dear.
That's actually a new fragrance I'm marketing. Sex and Puerto Ricans. Indeed.
Who's the face of that?
Me.
Mark Anthony?
Me, I have to go to a tanning bed.
Okay. Just grease up your hair, some shoe polish dye. John's a big white Irishman.
I have to tape on stubble because I don't get it because I have a dirty McBeard.
Well, the big story, now that we're done giving away your ideas for free.
Sure.
How great would it be if like you go to patent that 2 days from now and it's already been taken?
See, I don't even want to patent it. I just want to go in one day and have one of those girls walk up to me and go, excuse me, sir, can I spray some sex in Puerto Rican on you? And I would say, yes.
The story of the day in the gossip world. I mean, the real
sure,
story.
We've, according we've, to us.
We've got like GOP debates. I think the NFL preseason started.
Something about some election somewhere.
Yeah. People are killing each other in London.
People are killing each other everywhere.
But the story of the day in the buzz world.
Sure.
What the hell is that little galaxy of blogs called? Buzz something. Celeb Buzz.
BuzzFeed. Celeb Buzz.
Celeb Buzz. And the Celeb Buzz
Quick. The worst, when you're on Tyler Durden or Superficial, and you're trying to read the posts that they haven't changed that you already read, and the little ticker's running at the top with something about Joe Jonas and Rihanna sexting or Annalyn McCord in a gladiator outfit. And I'm tempted then, not tempted, compelled to then click on that link and go read some other website's stupid BS.
Some other verbose asshole.
Oh, I could have cured cancer by now, I think.
Don't even get into what we could be doing if everyone's brain were focused
Not everyone's. You and I, because we're both exceptionally intelligent.
It's true.
That's true.
Strong chins, too.
Yes.
Like a...
Two of them.
Like a... I want to almost say... Not Family Guy. That's the ball chin. I want to say American Dad. It's that level.
Wow. Yeah.
Just jutting, craggy Don Draper goodness.
Yes. I do get Don Draper a lot.
All right. The story of the day.
Thank God there's no video feed.
The story of the day in our little celeb world is a list released on,
L Decor Magazine.
L Decor Magazine.
And L is a magazine, I think, just by itself.
Yeah. It's some kind of chick fashion magazine.
Sure,
Sounds it.
I'm glad how we're both pretending we don't know what it is. We both have it. We have 2 years worth of back issues stacked up to the ceiling in our bedrooms. Oh, how I love L.
L Decor, I guess, is some spinoff.
Or is it a Latin magazine? The Decor.
L Decor, yeah, exactly. L Decor with gang signs all over the front.
El Decor essay.
El Decor, some kind of magazine where useless twats like Gwyneth Paltrow prattle on about their decor, I'm guessing.
Sure.
Gonna go out on that limb.
Useless.
Again, acting like
things.
I haven't read several issues of El Decor.
Right. You still owe me that last month's issue that I let you borrow.
It's coming,
I'm
it's coming.
Need it back.
Along
and
with
I
that casserole dish.
I don't want the pages stuck together this time.
Okay. So she reveals a list of things, quote, she can't live without.
And now when people say something you can't live without, you think of your iPhone.
Insulin.
My computer. Insulin. Food. Protein. Water. Love of my family and friends.
I mean, really, when I get down to things I couldn't live without, it is as follows. A computer. I'll take either of my two, connected to the internet.
Okay.
With Netflix capability.
Okay.
I wouldn't be too happy without that. Functional car that I'm not worried is going to break down every 5 minutes. And a door I can lock so I can take care of business.
Yeah. Would you put DVR in that list?
No.
DVR's changed my life.
DVR, for me... I currently, at this point in the season, I watch two shows a week, dude. I watch Louie,
yeah,
and I watch Wilfred. And Wilfred, I can take or leave. And even Louie's hit or miss. I'm sorry. Louie has some episodes that I think are brilliant. And then the next episode, I'm like, meh.
You know what Louie's kind of losing me on? And I mean, I love the show. I watch it religiously. It's actually DVRing. It already DVR'd
already done,
for
yeah.
tonight.
Oh, yeah. We're both going to race home and
yes,
both.
Yes. But if you notice, he appears to be trying to be too much of an artiste. And he'll have long, you
very
know, interludes.
So. It's very Woody Allen-esque, I'd
yes,
say. Almost,
yes.
But it almost harkens back to even like Buster Keaton type crap, or at least what I think that
sure,
is.
Sure, sure. I'm sure our audience is just calling all their friends
Buster
to tune
Keaton
in. They're talking
in my
Buster
life,
Keaton.
Just saying, it's what I believe that crap is. I've seen a little Charlie Chaplin. It's
yeah.
like that in some ways. You're talking extended streaks of just like sad mm-hmm. mood setting
mm-hmm. jazz music.
Jazz
yeah.
music.
Yeah.
Which again, like a Woody Allen type thing to set the scene. And it really isn't funny. It's almost silent movie-esque, if you will.
Sure. Yeah. And he's trying to do, he's conveying all his emotions on his face. And
yeah.
That.
Which, it's cool. I like that he's doing something creative. But doesn't mean it's funny.
Although, you know what? In his defense, if he were doing the same old, we'd be killing him right now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's boring doing the same old crap. Why?
No, people don't understand that. You have to put out the bad so that your good is that much more appreciated. It's just, it's funny like that.
I think, too, Louis manages to save it because even though he's got a 4-minute jazz interlude, there was that scene from, I think, the first or second episode of this season. Where there was the black girl at the grocery store that he mm-hmm. wanted to have sex with. And she's like, you just want to have sex with me because I'm black. And he's like, well, that's partially true.
Yeah.
And then she finally tells him to buzz off. And as he's leaving her apartment building, the black woman of larger carriage.
Oh, the morbidly obese rhino. Yeah.
That's what I was going for. kind of gives him the eye, and then they cut to him humping
away.
He's
like, F it while I'm here.
Right, right. So that, you know, that makes you chuckle.
I don't know if I found that too entertaining. It was just kind of gross.
Oh, I thought it was funny. Can you think of Louis and his bald red head and
just,
his pasty body?
Just pressed against some
What was it? Morbidly
chocolate.
Obese rhino, I think.
Morbidly
was the,
obese rhino.
Was the term used.
Yeah, just a rhino. Imagine a rhino and it sees like a jackal coming at its young and it rears up and it has those big flat clompers of its.
Yep, yep. Oh, yeah, there's no way you're getting a handy from her.
Yeah.
She'll rip it off.
It's exactly what it's evocative of. She's rearing up and then just plunges on top of Louis. He's suffocating under those massive melons.
A term I like to use for a lovely lass like that is an F-pig.
An F-pig. I use slam pig.
Slam pig.
Slam pig somehow sounds more degrading to me.
See, we can't use the full F. That's what's... I'm trying to sound it out in my mind, which is probably great for radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Silence.
Oh, it's compelling.
Slam pig. No, I'm going to go F-pig.
Okay. I like that we're disagreeing on things.
Sure. Let's have the callers call in. They can settle this for us.
Bastard. Bastard. Don't let them know this one's pre-recorded.
All right. So all the things that we can't live without, our phones and our internet and
again,
our car.
I would say very simply for me, a little bit of privacy,
mm-hmm.
a car, internet. Boil it down to that. Some kind of attention from an attractive member of the opposite sex.
Sure. Like you don't want to be in
prison.
Don't
want to be a eunuch.
You don't want to be in prison with your functioning computer and internet.
I'm just saying I need to know someone out there would give it up to me. A man needs to know that.
Sure.
I don't even have to be actively getting it. I just need someone saying, if you were here, you would be getting
that
it.
That woman does exist out there for you.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. It's a reassuring
thing.
What
do you need in life? What do you need?
See, I'm debating whether I need the computer. I think I do. I think I'm just being...
Don't try to Louis me. Don't try to artiste me here.
Well, you know, no. Here, I've lived for long stretches of my adult life without internet.
See, I've only during outages, like internet outages, and I'm so much more productive.
Yeah.
But at the same time, my TV watching goes from nothing a day to 6 hours.
Well, see, I watch more TV than time spent on a computer.
Oh, I'm totally not that.
Yeah.
Totally not that. All my TV watching done through the computer. I just stream seasons of crap years after the fact on Netflix.
Okay.
Like, I'm just into Mad Men now. I'm the coolest kid in 2007.
Well, I've not seen Mad Men, but a show I would recommend that I know is on Netflix is Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, crushed them all.
Okay.
Crushed them all. They randomly came on.
Amazing.
One of those things where it gives me a sense of an accomplishment and it's completely passive.
Sure.
You don't have to do anything, yet in the back of your mind, you're like, I'm building toward this goal.
Knock that baby out.
Yeah. Look what I've done. And you go down the entire 7 seasons, 8 episodes, 10 episodes of Pop. You're like, look how far we've come. Especially, oh my God, I remember Buffy. I never watched Buffy in the day. The Vampire Slayer?
I wish there was a video of my face looking at
you
right now. Buffy.
Seriously, it's like a ghost just started mouth effing me on air in front of you.
Buffy.
Yeah, I'd never seen Buffy, but everyone was whacking off about how brilliant Joss Whedon, the creator, was and how great Buffy was. So I'm like, okay, screw it. Buffy episodes are not short, dude. Buffy episodes are like 50 minutes a pop, and there's like 23 episodes per goddamn season. 7 seasons of that ish. I cannot tell you how many months it took you to crush Buffy.
You're posted up like the guy in Clockwork Orange with your eyes pinned open, staring at Buffy. More vampire slaying.
As they play the fifth in the background.
That's not slaying in the sense of slaying, right? I mean, she's killing them.
She's killing them, yeah.
Okay. Be like cooler, she's banging.
She does that too.
She bangs the vampires?
She bangs some of them.
Huh.
She's a vamp banger.
All right, see, now it's... I'm coming around a
little
bit.
Fang banger, as they say in the True Blood.
Do they really?
They do.
Fang banger?
Fang banger.
I can't get with that. All the vampire stuff
is pretty much the True Blood equivalent of, like, the N-bomb lover. You fang banger.
Oh, so it's horrible to be a fang banger.
It's not something you would say to your sister if she brought a vampire
in
home.
A complimentary
bang banging whore and storming off to your room. No, that wouldn't work.
Speaking of end lover, still the greatest line in all of Chappelle's show when he did Clayton Bigsby.
Oh, did
the
he
white
just
racist.
Call us N-words? Awesome.
Or excuse me, the black racist. No, no, no. The very, 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 very end.
Oh.
When he says.
Left his wife.
6 months ago, Clayton left his wife. When asked why, she said simply, because she's an end lover.
Yeah.
That or when they're playing Mad Real World and they're playing craps out behind the Jamba Juice and they're rolling bones.
Yeah.
And he goes, guys, you want to come in and get a little work done? He goes, give me a banana smoothie. Put a little cognac in it.
Give me a banana cognac biatch.
That's what it is. Banana cognac biatch. And he says, get inside before I cut a side of bacon out your back.
Oh, God. Mad Real World is so many damn good
At least we're getting closer. We were talking about Buffy. Now we're into at least the 2000s.
Yeah. We'll do it. Sure. Right now, we're actually going to do it. That's the charm of this show. It's a little ADD.
Yeah. I mean, how many minutes in
it right now? Gwyneth Paltrow and the list of things she can't live without. So for you, let's finish up you. For me, again, I said internet, car, privacy.
Let me think. Mine would be, I would have to have a TV and cable with DVR. I would certainly like the premium movie channels, but I could live without.
Mm-hmm.
Transportation. Not having transportation is extremely limiting. I gave up my car when the lease ended a few months ago, and you don't just have the freedom to go somewhere when you want. I mean,
not
you could,
in our suburban area.
Right, but it would involve walking and buses, and I don't take poor people transportation.
Exactly.
So probably a car, probably the television. You know what? I might be with you, and just some privacy. Because we were having a discussion earlier today that both of us are guys who enjoy...
We don't unwind by going to like a dive bar and talking with people till 11 at night after a 9-to-5.
No, no part of that. I like my solitude.
Yeah.
Gives me time to think and be introspective and deep. And
I like to think of it as filling the creative gas tank.
Okay.
And then coming here and making magic.
Yeah.
But that's just my non-pompous take on that.
That's, you know what? There is magic going on right now. I can feel it.
But Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow, what can she not live without, John?
Her list is a little different than ours. That might shock you.
Is it?
Well, I know you
I know what it is. It's probably like the Mac Superbook and like a Ferrari or so, like a really nice car, right? That's what she can't live without.
You'd think that. Just pretty much our list is what everyone would go with.
Sure.
And hers would be a nicer version of that.
Sure, right. Yeah, you know what? And you can't begrudge the woman. She's successful. She has a lot of money.
If you can afford something finer,
sure.
Don't feel bad about buying that thing.
Nope.
Just shows that you got some taste and you're comfortable in your own skin. Nothing worse than a rich guy driving around in a Civic to just show he's one of the masses.
Right.
Because you're not.
No, and being part of the masses sucks. So I don't know why you pretend.
Yeah.
Oh, the other half, I want to know how they live. I want to experience it. So what is it that Gwyneth cannot live without?
Well, first on that list is not a really nice MacBook.
Okay.
It's actually something called DeGournay hand-painted wallpaper.
Ah, C-word.
She said...
Hand-painted wallpaper.
And I quote...
Hand-painted.
Going through. I indulged with one wall in my London living room covered in a gorgeous pattern. Now, hand-painted wallpaper sounds like something really that only existed centuries ago and for the nobility.
And I picture, then and now, I picture a small dark room with just enough light for the people to see and them not being allowed to leave. Very sweatshop-esque in the production of this hand-painted wallpaper. A lot of whips.
I'm going with Chinamen. Got to toss in a little soft racism there.
Sure.
It's always funny. Chinese guy.
Chinaman's not the preferred nomenclature, but we'll let it slide.
Asian American, please. Asian guy. Squinty, not by nature, but just poring over his work.
Well, he started extra squinty.
And it's been like passed down generation to generation, the art of wallpaper creation, and this is
of hand painting wallpaper.
He dedicates his entire life to wallpapering like one room in the Emperor's palace. That's how opulent that sounds to me.
Okay, I see
and
that.
And it's got like cranes and samurai depicted.
He's almost achieved a certain level of status because he's the wallpaper
one,
dude.
He is the one hand painted wallpaper guy in the entire land.
Where does he live now, though? Is he still in China, or did he move to London?
Well, this art died out.
Apparently not.
Well, that's just my take on it. That's this modern crap. I don't know. This actually, I picture some hipster ass in skinny jeans with a beard and glasses.
And spacers.
And the tool hasn't done a lick of a damn thing in his life, and he's just a rich dude's kid. And he's somehow plugged into this circle.
Just painting some
wallpaper. And he's
making
a living, yeah. And it's, like, ironically painted, too.
Okay.
Like, it's got corporate logos and stuff, but they're used ironically. And that's art.
Oh, who doesn't love a hipster? Speaking of, can we plug other websites?
Sure, what?
Seen lookatthiseffinghipster.com?
No.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good stuff?
Awesome.
We'll have to go there for the next episode. Now, according to Tyler... What would Tyler Durden do?
Hand-painted wallpaper. That's number one, too.
Yeah.
That's the first thing she thought of.
According to him, and this is the only research you're going to get, so sure. If you actually want the truth in the matter, you got to look elsewhere. This stuff starts at $650 per panel, and the average cost is thought to be $12,000 per room. And that's the average. And of course, since it's Gwyneth Paltrow,
right.
Is she going to be cool with the average?
No. No, she in
Steven
fact...
Steven Spielberg is her godparent.
She had the hipster paint with the paintbrush between his toes because she wanted to be so unique.
She had the My Left Foot hipster.
Oh.
God, that was the worst flick ever.
No, Contact was.
Contact was really bad.
Contact and Twister are two of the worst movies of all... Are the two worst movies of all time?
My Left Foot, great performance out of Daniel Day, of course.
Right.
Otherwise, very piss-poor movie, though.
You know a movie I just saw? Is it In the Name of the Father?
Yes.
Where he's the Irish
I haven't seen it.
Terrorist or suppose he gets falsely accused.
I think you mean Freedom Fighter.
No. What is Freedom Fighter?
I don't know. Oh. Nice way of saying
terrorist. I'm quick. It's late.
It really is. This is the finest entertainment you're going to get at 12:15. No. You can talk into the mic. This is pre-recorded. It's pre-recorded at like 1 in the morning. That's why we're not exactly on our A game.
I wasn't sure I was giving away secrets.
Scapegoat.
All right, so number two, then, is the laptop.
Or the Ferrari.
Or the Ferrari, yeah, the very nice car,
or
the very nice
kids.
Laptop. Yeah.
I mean, that would
her child,
be...
whose name, by the way, is?
Apple.
Apple. You know what? If you have a kid named Apple, you're not living up to your truest potential if you don't have a hand-painted wallpaper. You need
naming
your kid
a kid
Apple.
Apple is like naming the kid Sue.
Yeah.
You just want him getting the... S beaten out of him on a daily basis. I think Apple's at least a chick.
That kid's going to be on a couch for many, many years over the Apple.
Apple, if Apple is a chick, Apple is going to love it in the ass.
Well, remember Apollonia from Purple Rain.
And Godfather. His main Italian bitch was Apollonia.
Oh, okay. But not Princess Apollonia.
Not Princess Apollonia.
That would be funny. I have seen Godfather. I'm not that checked out.
She's the one that blew up in the car.
Ooh.
Great pair of tees. Great pair of tees.
Come on, you're with the Godfather. You got to be bringing something to the table.
Some great tees. So number two, it's not the love of Apple.
I'm having a hard time believing
and
that.
And the other kid named what? Cinnamon, know. Banana?
Cinnamon.
14.
Probably Brooklyn or some stupid city.
Yeah,
name.
Where the kid was conceived. Blown
sure.
sideways. It's not a nice computer.
On the hood of a Pontiac.
Not the Ferrari. It is the following. I like single variety arrangements of seasonal flowers. Peonies, hydrangeas. I don't know this. I don't know flowers.
I do know hydrangeas.
Hydrangeas.
Can't live without my peonies and my hydrangeas.
And white lilies.
Or
casually
my white lilies.
Arranged.
Casually.
Casually.
Casually. Just throw them together. Some are even upside down. No big deal. Looks
NBD.
Great.
Because
NBD
of Gwyneth
looks
Paltrow,
great.
It's all about the flowers here.
Oh, do you think she keeps the flowers in the hand-painted wallpaper room?
I think at least one person has been fired because they came a little too casual.
Like, just the water was dirty. Half the flowers were missing their
just in a Smucker's jelly jar.
In a just Smucker's jelly jar. And that guy's leftover hooch bottle.
It's like, you know what? Get the F out. Can't you see her dropping this? I can see her firing the help.
Yeah. The drop
like
of a hat.
Like, I drop a deuce.
Yep, yep.
Like, just like,
which I think you've done a few times tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm in running shape tonight. Got a couple inches on my vertical.
You know she's the type, too, that you can't really make eye contact. If you look directly
not.
In the eyes, you're done. If Apple doesn't like you for some reason. Oh, I bet Apple is just
Apple's quiet around her.
I bet she's a lovely, well-adjusted young child.
I'm sorry. We're gonna have to let you go because Apple is intimidated by your pregnant belly, but I'm pregnant with twins. How am I gonna? I don't know, but sorry.
Not my problem.
I don't know. So number two, seasonal flowers that are brought in.
Peonies.
She likes certain arrangements, but they have to be casually arranged.
Casual. I need it nice and casual.
She's cool.
I don't even know what the hell that means.
Just having fancy free, man.
What does a casual flower arrangement
I
look
want,
like?
A little petal off to the side.
Is formal like you put them up in rows like a marching army? Everything's perfectly regimented?
I don't know. Like, to her, she must just spit upon guys like me who, when they need flowers, go to Harris Teeter at 2 in the morning and get like a $15 box
15.
Of roses.
Wow.
Oh, I'm high cotton.
I like the stuff.
Nothing's too good for the ladies in my life.
$4.99, baby.
$15 roses that come with that anti-desiccant pack.
I wish I knew what desiccant meant.
I think it means to desiccate.
You know that you have to clip the bottom of the flowers, right?
Yes, just like a Christmas tree.
Yes. Well, that's your don't say you didn't learn anything tip of the day.
Shall we get to item three?
I don't know if I can handle it. So far, we've got...
It's been pretty riveting.
Hand-painted wall. This is what this woman, when you say, hey, Gwen, you think they call her Gwynny? Hey, Gwynny.
I think they call her that if they don't want to work with Gwyneth, with Mrs. Paltrow. I'm sorry, Ms. Paltrow.
Gwynny, what can you not live without? What would, if we took it away from you, just you couldn't live another day.
Well, are you ready for the next item? This is my great impression, by the way, of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Hand-painted wallpaper. Casually arranged flowers. Single variety, too. Don't be mixing that S. And number three.
Darren Allman's photography.
I don't know. What does that mean? Pictures? Say pictures, bitch.
According to Gwyneth, his arresting large-scale artwork brings a sense of majesty to a room.
What are the chances, and your choices are 100 or 100,
yeah,
that all of the pictures are of her?
She would be the kind of weirdo that might have like a family portrait all in the nude.
Sure.
But it's still her.
Who would want to see Chris Martin's wanger?
With Apple in front of it.
Hopefully facing the camera. Oh, that was your pedophilia joke of the day. Just incestual pedophilia.
Just going down the checklist here. You know, if I want to occupy a wall in my house, I get like a Redskins pennant. Call me crazy. I get one of those Scarface posters with Tony at his desk with all the cocaine.
Sure,
in front of it.
The mountain of cocaine.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a sucker for that picture of the guys all on the picture from like the 30s. They're all sitting on the
girder.
The girder,
yeah.
Like 100 stories up.
Do you go like a little cheesy with the black velvet dogs playing poker?
I have had that picture before in my day.
Exactly.
I do not have it anymore.
Maybe ODB in memoriam.
Sure. Well, that is actually, that's above the mantle. ODB on velvet.
I have it on the bedroom ceiling. So
actually, you know what I just picked up?
What?
The Strokes' first album cover. Is this it?
Mm-hmm.
And you put it in a little frame, and they sell album cover frames. But the U.S. release is this yellow and blue
yeah.
artwork that actually has some great significance if you Wikipedia it.
Okay.
It's a famous picture. Well, the original album release, at least as far as Britain, was a woman's crotch region, maybe?
Crotchular parts.
Crotchular parts. Crotchticles. So I picked that up, and I will at some point frame that and put it up on a wall when I...
When you lose interest in having sex with anyone.
Yes. Hey, look, honey. That's that girl's crotch.
Come here.
It's on an
album. I want to show you my room. My parents are asleep now. Stare at this vag picture.
Be very quiet.
Don't come too hard. You'll wake up Dad.
Number four.
You don't want to hear about how expensive these pictures are first?
I do and I don't. I mean, I do for the sake of radio, but I don't for the sake of wanting to, you know, not hate myself.
Real fast, then we'll move on to four. Give me a...
A picture.
Yeah, give me a ceiling and a floor.
Well, I can take a picture and get it down to price club. It's probably like 10 cents a print. She's a self-absorbed C. A picture would be $5,000.
The cheapest Darren Allman you're going to get is $3,500 for a picture, which I'm guessing is going to run as tiny as like 12 inches by 12 inches.
Sure.
Something you would put on a bathroom wall.
And it's not, and look, I'm not taking away from any of the photographers out there, but it's not quite the art form that like painting is.
It's certainly doing less, a lot of the work, isn't it?
It's less time consuming.
I mean, it's tough getting a good picture. I'll give it to you. And you have to learn some principles, but that camera's doing an awful lot of the heavy
sure.
lifting in the relationship.
Sure, sure. It's not like back in the day where you had the little thing of sand that, I don't even know.
That just evaporated over the course of 17 years. People would literally die in the course of having their picture taken. The flash powder.
Flash powder.
And it would go up slowly over like 10 yeah. minutes.
But what I... If photography is so difficult, how come you see people take Polaroids of like really cool pictures?
You can put anything in black and white, and as long as it isn't horrible, it'll look okay.
My balls.
Not that.
Okay.
Not so much
see,
that.
There's,
I'm
there's
saying
something.
You can take a stab at something like allegedly artistic. They do this all the time on this one site I go to, found.com.
Okay.
Where every so often a horny guy will just like...
There are horny guys on the internet?
Take a porn picture. I know. And porn too. As I continue. Take a pornographic picture, throw it to black and white, and then like
and it's
give
art.
The vaguest of photoshopping. Yeah, to like wash it out a little bit. It looks kind of artsy. The chick taking it in the business, but...
You know what? I take it back. I don't care if I offend the photographers out there. I think if you give anyone a nice enough camera, because you could get, I mean, the cameras are $10,000 for the mm-hmm. top of the tops, and I'm sure much more. If you give anyone a nice enough camera... And you have to notice that a photographer never takes one picture and just goes, oh, this is the greatest picture of all time.
Six effing million.
You take 6 million pictures, you're going to get three good ones that you can hang on a wall and people go, ooh.
A couple of months ago, I want to say a National Geographic photographer, he might have been freelance, but he's a nature photographer, allegedly had his camera stolen by monkeys. I don't mean that in a racist way, actual monkeys. And they snapped a trillion pictures and they were hilarious because yeah. it was like, him swatting to get his camera back.
I'm having flashbacks to Curious George.
I mean, if it were staged, it was brilliant.
Yeah.
Because the photos are hilarious. You see this guy next to monkeys that are losing their ass around him because he got his camera stolen by King Monkey.
You ever see those cities in India that are overrun with the monkeys?
Yes.
I think that's so cool.
I would go in a heartbeat. I love monkeys. Yeah.
Well, you want violent, bloodthirsty monkeys?
I mean, I'm not saying, like, let them raid the butcher's shop and get the actual cleavers. Like, a monkey wielding a cleaver with its tail,
Trouble.
I'm getting out of
Trouble.
There, yeah.
I need the first flight out of
this
Calcutta.
This is the monkey city now. That's the monkey mayor right
you and, there. You and your cleavers just won the election.
Yeah. There's no contesting that.
I would just like to kick a monkey really hard.
See, I wouldn't. I like them. They're like they're little people.
No, not just like a sweet innocent monkey, but like I would like a monkey to charge me, and so I could just be like,
the monkey.
"Hey, boss, you're a monkey and you weigh 30 pounds."
I would do it, but only in a comical way. Like if he was jumping away and it kind of just caught the tip of his ass, so it looked like I launched him 15
gave him
feet.
An extra boost.
Yeah, that I'd be down with.
Oh, no. If there was a monkey coming at me, he'd get kicked. It's no question. No question.
But yeah, back to photography. It's BS. I got a friend who's a photographer, and he does great work. I'm just saying it's the same relationship that a jockey and a horse have. I get it. The jockey made it happen. But the horse is kind of essential in this process.
Right. Let's take the jockeys off the horses and see how long they run the quarter mile.
And I get the feeling if you put in, you know, like another jockey on that horse, results would be comparable.
Not going to have a 40-second lag time.
Yeah. There's not some, like, spiritual bond here. It's not like the jockey climbs off and they're like, well, what was your secret in winning this race, jockey? And he goes, I figured that if I got my horse to run faster than every other horse, I'd win.
You know, it's a great jockey aside that they're all just drug-addled maniacs.
Oh, they're the worst people.
Have you heard
Earth.
This stuff? Yeah, and they just pills all day long.
Oh, they make circus folk look like the aristocracy.
Sure, even with their tiny hands.
They are they're tiny little hands. If only there were chick jockeys. Can you imagine a hand job from a chick jockey?
Wow. I'd feel like John Holmes.
Oh, exactly. You would be Titanic.
Yeah.
She would, like, maybe try to go down and just unhinge. You would pop a jaw during that.
You've heard the best part about getting a handy from a 9-year-old?
Hmm.
Makes your D look huge.
Hadn't heard that. Just lived it. Item 4. Item 4.
Oh.
We've got 8. Dude, the show's almost over, by the way. We've done 40 minutes.
Have we really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think we have to stick with this, though.
Okay, I'm in.
We have to stick with these items, and then we'll release this dove-like message of peace.
Or do we go through the last few quickly and move on to segment 2, which also has potential because we're both men of voracious appetites?
Gourmands,
if you will.
Okay, let's bang out the rest really quickly.
And now, while we're doing this in the studio, we want you at home, every time we read the next one on the list, to just slam your head into the desk.
I was going to say take a shot. That's a little more lighthearted. But if that's how you roll.
Sure.
Self-mutilation.
That's fine.
Number 4, Charles Edwards Star Lanterns, which this might shock you. I don't know what the hell those are, so I had to look them up. And they are quite literally just friggin' glass and metal stars that have a little light bulb in the middle.
Really?
Yeah, it almost looks chintzy, like something you'd get at Ross.
Huh. Star lanterns.
Where
so
not
are
only
these...
can you dress for less, but you can buy some cool crap.
Have we potentially gotten the least CE thing on the... The least
no,
CE
because
thing on the
I
list?
I guarantee you this Charles Edwards character... They're made out of, like, diamond. That's not glass. It's diamond. And it's not gold holding it together. It's, like, super cold.
Sure. The ground-up skin of...
Exactly.
Africans.
They actually found the goose that laid the golden egg, ground its innards up. That is the gold used there. Far more precious than our 24-karat garbage. Number 5, Antonio Lupi Biotub?
How do you spell biotub?
B-A-I-A. It's a bathtub.
Oh, a bathtub. So you could just say, I like my bathtub, unless you're a horrible, horrible C. In which case you say a
I like
Charles
my tub,
somebody.
But it's an Antonio Lupi.
An Antonio Lupi.
It's in the middle of my bedroom, perfect for a relaxing wind down and for bathing the kids. So it's in the middle of the bedroom, like a centerpiece.
Look, I don't wish ill really on anyone. I know that's surprising after all the things I've said about this woman. But if I read a story on one of these websites in a few weeks where she slipped and hit her head and drowned in the Lupi bathtub, I wouldn't be totally.
You don't want to get back
totally
at her, like,
up.
Go for broke and wish that ill on the children?
Oh. Or maybe she'll do it to the children, like those crazy moms.
Apple passes out in the bathtub and strokes. And then she keeps saying her name, like, Athol.
Apple's probably into drugs, right? I mean, she's like 6, I think.
Yeah.
But she's a celebrity baby. I'm sure she's into drugs already. She could OD in the Bayi, Loopy Bayi bathtub.
I'm just picturing her now stroked out and the whole hold your tongue and say apple thing. My name is Athol. I'm loving that. I'm sorry.
Oh, a bathtub in the middle of the room. It's a bathtub.
Stroked out kid. That's the biggest laugh I've had in the course of the show. That's what's getting me. Number six, the juxtaposed religion shelf.
You're kidding. You didn't just say that.
No.
The juxtaposed religion shelf.
And I'm looking at a shelf that's maybe the most pretentious bookshelf I've ever seen, where it's just, it looks like a 4x4 length of wood, like a support beam with different widths and heights cut out of it specific to each book so that all the tops of the books are even on this thing.
Ugh.
And it's the bottoms that are dug out almost like a stairway.
I wonder if Reginald Lupi or whatever made that one too.
It was Lupi Fiasco.
Lupi Fiasco.
Hold on. Built-in slots hold holy books, including the Quran, the Bible, and the Tao Te Ching. Is that how you say that?
Sure. I don't know. Ask a Chinaman.
Exactly. The guy who made her wallpaper.
Right. He painted the book.
All at the same level. In parentheses, which is how I like to think about religion.
Oh. Gwyneth, God called, he hates you.
I hate her. Thank God I don't find her attractive, because otherwise this would be painful to me. I mean, I'd bang her in a heartbeat. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong.
You're not kicking her out of bed.
Especially
actually, she's way low on my list.
For having popped out two kids, I mean, if you saw her down the street, you'd be like, I want to slam the S out of that.
I bet she has like a 12-year-old boy's body.
She's pretty much, but skinny. It's fit. It's a fit 12-year-old boy.
Well, if you put it that way.
Exactly. No fatties.
Yeah.
No fat kid from Sandlot for this man.
Oh, the great Hambino.
Forever. 7, cloth-bound Penguin classics. Now this...
Wait.
Maybe we could afford this?
Just this, books. Just like some normal books.
Cloth-bound, but even that, that's cloth. They're not diamond-bound.
Right.
They're not human flesh bound like a Necronomicon. These actually sound like affordable items. These gorgeous editions make the book so tempting to pick up again and again. The ultimate cure for sore muscles. Now that I don't get. Am I going to savagely beat you with them, massage you with the book?
What exactly in her day is making
all the
Gwyneth
yoga.
Paltrow
sore? Don't even rhetorically give me that one. We know the answer. All the yoga.
I thought maybe she spent a few hours of each day on an assembly line.
Really? Oh, yeah. Hammering shingles?
Sure. Laying down train
Installing
track.
Installing some J-pipes? Yeah. I don't think so.
Oh.
Tough day of yoga and purging and colonics.
So she managed to take the thing that I think we would agree probably the least pretentious.
Yeah.
And make it pretentious by mentioning that she relaxes her sore body. By reading these stupid books.
We have the winner.
Chris Martin.
In pretension.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to give you a hint. It's a device. This is number 8. That you
vibrator.
Saw. Yes. Her diamond powered vibrator. pour the blood diamonds in. Rip that chainsaw up. Just bash my gash.
Oh, you know that baby's strong. That's got like a 4-stroke diesel.
You think Chris Martin gives it to her? He's an Englishman.
No, he bangs the other guys in his band.
I'm sorry, Englishman. I know that like chicks get wet over you. I don't think any of you bang for a damn.
No.
Even black Englishmen. I bang so much better than black Englishmen. Your blackness, it does not overpower
your Englishness. Doesn't overpower the Englishness?
You're an Englishman first and black second.
Sure.
I could take a black English chick and just lay stones to her, and she would be like, so that's what sex is? That's how that would go down, man.
Who's a hot black British chick?
You know who's not attractive and British? Adele.
Ooh. Speaking of slam pigs.
Yeah. We talk about that on the show a lot, just how heartbreaking it is, given that voice. Like,
yeah.
And she's even got an okay face. Like, if it were kind of the opposite of that Hasidic Jew thing where they bang through the sheet, like, if it was just, you could put a bib on her, like she was getting a haircut.
Or the Mormons in their special underwear.
Yeah, where you could just, like, face F her, where it's just, like, a white sheet with Adele's face sticking out. That would be a really great throat bang. But everything else would be disgusting about it. Like, if the sheet fell, you couldn't stop.
No. You'd lose it immediately.
It would be like turning around and becoming a pillar of salt or whatever. You're gone.
A pillar of salt.
All right. Item 8 on this list. It's the Yubbs retro handset. You're like, what the hell is a Yubbs retro handset?
That sounds like a vibrator.
The Yubbs retro handset cuts down on cell phone radiation. I use this one for my BlackBerry calls. And it's like a friggin' handset from an old school rotary phone that you plug in and it looks like a head. It goes into the headphone jack on your cell phone. So you're walking around looking like you're talking to your friggin' housewife neighbor in 1964 about how the blacks should stop asking for their civil rights.
I saw that
Lenny
on
Kravitz.
Another celeb. Lenny Kravitz had it.
Lenny
another
Kravitz, this
douchey
is it.
Dude.
This if your product was broken to the masses by Lenny Kravitz, it's twatacular.
You know what she did, too? I got to give her a little credit. She's good here. She managed to take something that most people could buy. Just probably a $30 handset, right, for the phone.
And there's no way it's like over 70 or something.
No, right.
Hold
so
on.
It's reasonable.
Keep talking. I'm fine.
She manages to sneak in that I use for my BlackBerry calls, implying that she has so many
several
cell phones.
Yeah.
Oh, I got my iPhone. I got my BlackBerry.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Surprisingly cheaper than I thought it was.
$49.99.
There's one for $49, one for $29.
Well, wow. She must not know that. They must have had to tell her that it was a few grand.
She has the one that we can't get.
Right. It was handmade and hand-painted.
Exactly.
Right.
That goddamn...
What a bitch.
That goddamn wallpaper painter of hers. She's working him like a dog. Sir, we've hit the 52-minute mark. This is a full show. I don't know how we did it.
That flew by.
It really did.
I was nervous beforehand.
Yeah, now you realize how little there is to it, right?
Yeah, I figured at some point just to fill time, I'd have to start filleting you.
Not bad for a first one.
Thank you. Not great.
I'm going to blame the sleepiness more than anything.
Sure. Now.
It's goddamn 12:30 in the morning. What do people want?
Yeah, it is 12:30.
John, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. It was a blast.
If you're going to make a Twitter handle, what do you think it's going to be? So people can guess.
You know what? It's going to be boring here. Something about Gwyneth Paltrow being a C. How long can they be?
They can be pretty long.
Okay.
I'll give you at least like 25 characters.
Yeah, it'll be like Gwyneth Paltrow's a humongous C or something.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. I'll. Can I update you on
appearance.
The next... during my next appearance, I'll update you?
Sounds good.
Good.
I'm John Papagiorgio. If you want to get a hold of me, I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. The show website, again, inpapasbasement.com. You can find the MP3s there as well as on iTunes. You can find us on Facebook for updates. And until next time, next Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.